So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, Ha'ish Neichel Es Ishtai. The husband inherits the assets of his deceased wife, even if she has sons. Rebbe adds, Menayin Labal She'ein Anoitel Barol Kebemuchzik. The husband inherits only those assets that were in her possession at the time she died, such as Mesa Via V'Achach Mesa. Her father died with no sons, and she inherited his assets, and then she died. However, the husband does not inherit those assets that were ro, would come to her after she died, such as Mesa V'Achach Mesa Via. She died, and then her father died with no sons, and his assets were bequeathed to her after she died. The husband does not inherit those assets. Her sons, or if she has no children, her closest relatives inherit these assets, because the pasuk states about Elazar and the Aharon Mace, Be'ikvar Oysa Be'givas Pinchas Benay. Elazar died and was buried in the field of his son Pinchas. How did Pinchas get a field that did not belong to his father Elazar? It must be that after Elazar's wife died, her father died, and her son Pinchas inherited the field. However, her husband Elazar did not inherit this field because it was ro'u. And this is alluded to in the word benai, which implies, Nachlaha ru'uy alai b'yarsha benai. The field was meant to go to Elazar, but was inherited by his son Pinchas. Previous Mishnah taught, if a person dies without children, and his father, brothers, and sisters are also no longer alive, the sons of his sister inherit the assets of their uncle. The Braisa adds, Tana b'nei achayis v'loi b'nois achayis. Only the sons of a sister, but not the daughters of a sister. And as Rav Sheshet explains, L'mai helchasa, l'kadem. If the sister had both sons and daughters, her sons, the deceased nephews, come before her daughters, the deceased nieces. However, if the sister had no sons, only daughters, they do inherit their uncle's assets. The nephew's preference is derived from that all the pesukim regarding Yerusha begin with the joining letter Vav. Therefore, Makash Yerusha Shnei L'Yerusha Rishayna. All levels of Yerusha are compared to the initial level of children who inherit their father. Ma Yerusha Rishayna Ben Kaidim Labas, Av Yerusha Shnei Ben Kaidim Labas. Just as in the inheritance of a father, the son comes before the daughter, so too in the inheritance of an uncle, the nephew comes before the niece. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa. The pasuk states, "V'ha'yi b'yom hanchila es banav." The word "b'yom" teaches, "b'yom atem mapal nechalas v'yatem mapal nechalas balayla." As the Gemara explains, this refers to din nechalas, the division of an inheritance. Bezdin can divide the estate among the heirs only during the day, but not during the night, because the pasuk that refers to Yerusha states, "V'ha'yisa l'vnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat." Ayra kolaparsha kula liyaz din. As the Rashbam explains, Yerusha is considered dini mamonis, a monetary case, for which a bezin of three people is required, and done by yayim begaymim af balayla. The case must begin during the day, but it can be finalized even at night. Based on this, the Gemara proceeds with the following halacha. Shleisha shenichnesu levakar asachayla. If three people came to visit a sick person on his deathbed, and he gave them instructions on how to divide his estate among his heirs, they have two options. Either, ratzu kaisvin, they can act as edim, witnesses, and record the chayla's wishes to testify later before another bezdin, who will then divide the estate accordingly. Or, ratzu oisin din, they can act now as a bezdin and divide the estate according to his wishes. As Rashbam explains, even though ein kan odim shemeid bifneim klum, generally bezdin can issue a ruling only through a testimony of edim. And here no edim testified before this bezdin. However, loitei shmiya gedoy lemiriya. Since this bezin actually saw the chayla dividing his assets, this is superior to testimony that they merely hear from other edim, and the re'iyah of bezin alone is considered a kabbalas edus. However, shnayim kaisvin ve'ein oisin din. If only two people came to visit the chayla, they can only become edim, but they cannot become a bezin because a bezin must consist of at least three people. Rav Chisda makes the following distinction. Only during the day, three people can become a bezin and rule based on their re'iyah. Because as the Rashbam explains, ra'u b'shoshi chayin lasas adin, their re'iyah is during the day when they are able to act as a bezin, and therefore, their re'iyah is considered a kabbalas edus. However, balayla falish leisha kaisin ve'ein noisin din. During the night, even three people can only become edim to testify in another bezin, but they cannot become a bezin afterward and decide the case based on their own re'iyah because ra'u b'shoh she'ein yichaylin lasas adin. Since their re'iyah was during the night when they were unable to act as a bezin, it cannot be considered a kabbalas edus and therefore havalahu edim ve'ein eid nasadayin. A verbal testimony is required during the following day, and once they do so and become edim, they are disqualified to become dayanim on the same case. The Rashbam adds, "V'nir be'ein adigzeis akasafi d'chsev amdu shnei anoshim lefnei Hashem." Anashim refers to the Edim, and Hashem refers to the Dayanim, and this teaches that the Edim testify before other Dayanim, but the Edim cannot become the Dayanim.